Good morning. You listen to 4daily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Denver at the Starnet Fall Meeting, and I'm with Randy Sexton, the president of Commercial Flooring Services out of Huntsville, Alabama. Randy, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing today, Kemp?
I'm good. First time I've interviewed you. I appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. Let's talk a little bit about Commercial Flooring Services. As I mentioned, it's in Huntsville, Alabama. Chattanooga's not far from there. They say there's more PhDs in Huntsville than anywhere in the area. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. A lot of rocket scientists in Huntsville.
A lot of people wouldn't realize that because it's in northern Alabama, but you have a car plant there. You have this rocket scientist. You have the Redstone Arsenal. There's a lot of upper-level thinking going on in Huntsville, isn't there?
We're headquarters of NASA. We're also headquarters for the Missile and Space Intelligence Command. We're now headquarters for Army Material Command. So it's an interesting, growing town.
All right, so you're the StarNet member there. Let's talk a little bit about your background. How'd you get in the commercial flooring business?
Pretty much by accident. Out of college, I ended up in New Orleans to work for a department store. Left the department store, ended up in the flooring business to help a guy start a flooring business. I've been in it for 35 years.
And you started in residential and eventually ended up in the commercial side of it, right?
That's right. Now, it's been in the 35 years, the first 15 I did both, and the last 20 has only been commercial.
So this business was founded in 1995. I looked at your website, and there are several companies in the United States that are called Commercial Flooring Services, but apparently you were the first one because you actually own the URL, commercialflooringservices.com, right?
Yeah, when I try to come up with a name for the business, I see a lot of businesses that they have a name, but you don't know what that business does. So for me, Commercial Flooring Services, that's what I do. I'm in the commercial flooring business. So
one of the things it says in your website is that you focus on craftsmanship. And I thought, you know, that's really the essence of what makes good flooring contractors good, right?
Well, absolutely. I think two things. One is getting the right product in the right environment relative to budget and expectations, long-term use, and then to be able to have it installed properly so that the integrity of that product is protected. So, yeah, we spend a lot of energy doing that.
It says on your website that you have a product vendor team. Tell me what that is.
Well, a product vendor team basically is part of the StarNet preferred vendors. I mean, those individuals are a big part of our business because we have a lot of confidence in their products and we try to steer as much business to them as possible.
Do you focus on one sector or do you work across all sectors?
Well, our two primary sectors are government. It's a big market for us. And then the second one's healthcare.
So the Redstone Arsenal is there. That's a pretty big government installation in Huntsville, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we do a lot of work for the Army there, as well as NASA.
All right. One of the things that's being talked about a lot right now is the issue around quality labor. Are you doing okay in that area?
Well, we are, but I think it's a struggle. And I think that in 35 years of being in the business, I think that's been the industry's Achilles heel for a large part. So we end up with a nucleus of really quality subcontractors because they're subcontractors to us. So, I mean, it's a big part of the business. If we can't get it installed properly, then everything else to me is lost.
What are some of the other big challenges that you face in this business?
Direct selling by carpet mills.
Well, let's talk about that a minute. There's a lot of talk about national account programs, direct selling. Now, what's the benefit of an end user buying product through you?
Well, I think there's a lot of benefit. One, we spend a lot of time helping that end user determine which product would be best suited relative to their expectations and budget. So that process, and we can select those products over a wide range of vendors, and we keep up with this, what we do every day, to understand which vendor might be best suited, or it could be more than one vendor, might have products that best suited for a particular job, and we help that end user pick that. So by doing that, we're not committed to one specific product or manufacturer.
That makes sense. All right, talk about market conditions. You're in northern Alabama. Is business pretty good up there for you?
It's fairly good. We were hurt a little bit last fall, if you remember, sequestration. We didn't think it was going to hurt North Alabama because there's so much going on up there from a defense perspective, but it did. So we see that in that pipeline. It's dried up a little bit, but we see it picking up. Healthcare is growing quite nicely, though.
And Huntsville is pretty much a non-union area. You're non-union, and most of the big companies there are non-union, right?
That's right. I don't know of any union jobs there. We're a right-to-work state.
So again, I mentioned we're at the Fall StarNet meeting. What do you get out of these meetings?
Oh, they're invaluable to me. I mean, this the camaraderie with the other people that do just what I do every day across the country that I don't compete with, the friendships that's developed as a result of that. We share a lot of information, challenges, opportunities, et cetera. So it's a great opportunity to do that. And also the relationships with our preferred vendors because they're a big part of this meeting as well. So the combination of those two things are great for me.
All right, Randy. Well, thanks for visiting with us. Again, been talking to Randy Sexton, who's the president of Commercial Flooring Services, a commercial flooring contractor in Huntsville, Alabama. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDeli.net.